Let's check some high school sports from the weekend first. In high school cross country Saturday at the Harlan Cross Country Invitational, it was Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central winning the individual title on the boys' side, with John Dahlheimer of TJ running in second place, Michael Soranko of Harlan placing third. Also in the top 10, Tim Brink of Riverside, he ran ninth. Ryan Hawkins of Atlantic had a 12th place finish. Phoenix Shadden had a 25th place finish for Atlantic. Harlan won the team title with 43 points. Thomas Jefferson with 53, the runner-up. Lewis Central had 130 for third place. Atlantic fourth with 141. Abe Lincoln with 158 points was fifth. Also in that meet on Saturday, it was Riverside placing eighth. AHSTW 12th. Griswold was 13th in the team race. On the girls' side, Carly Larson of Underwood was the individual champ, with Ellie Mendlick of Denison placing second. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic ran third in that meet on Saturday. Also for Atlantic, Ashley Wendt was 23rd, Emily Soigling 25th. Denison won the team title with 47 points. Harlan was second with 90. Glenwood had 101 for third. Lewis Central fourth. Atlantic was fifth. Griswold was ninth. Riverside 11th in that meet on Saturday. That's in high school cross country. Also in high school volleyball, lots of tournament action on Saturday. In the tournament held at Nevada, it was Atlantic picking up a couple of victories. Atlantic defeating Madrid 2-0 and beating Carlisle 2-0. Also, Atlantic fell to PCM 2-1. Iowa Falls Alden downed Atlantic 2-0, and it was Carroll 2-0 over Atlantic in pool play. Also on Saturday at the Southwest Valley Tournament, it was Southwest Valley beating Cam 2-0. Exira EHK over Cam 2-0. Southwest Valley beat Exira EHK 2-1 in pool play. Also, Nottoway Valley down Lennox 2-0. Essex over Lennox 2-1. And Nottoway Valley beat Essex 2-0. In the semifinals, Southwest Valley defeated Essex, and Nottoway Valley beat Exira EHK, both in 2-game sweeps. In the finals, it was Lennox over Cam 2-0 in the fifth-place match. Third-place match saw Essex beat Exira EHK 2-0. In the championship, it was Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley 2-0. Also Saturday at the Border Classic in Sydney, Sydney beat Thomas Jefferson 2-0. Riverside over Tarkio 2-1. Griswold beat Riverside 2-0. Sydney down Tarkio 2-0. Thomas Jefferson over Griswold 2-1. Griswold beat Tarkio 2-0. Sydney over Riverside 2-0. Thomas Jefferson beat Tarkio and Riverside both in 2-game sweeps, and Sydney down Griswold 2-0. At the Bedford Tournament, after working through pool play in the consolation, it was East Mills over Murray 2-0 for fifth place. Central Decatur defeats Stanton for seventh. Bedford beat East Union for third place. In the championships, it was Mount Air defeating Lamoni in the finals. Also in the Sioux City East tournament over the weekend, Lewis Central swept all of their matches, winning all six of their matches on Saturday, while Abraham Lincoln won a couple of matches in the action on Saturday as well. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars allowed Tom Brady to inflate his stats on Sunday. Brady has etched his name further into the NFL record book, becoming the fourth quarterback in NFL history to throw for 400 touchdown passes. He accomplished that feat by connecting for a pair of scores in the Patriots' 51-17 win over Jacksonville. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys played without Tony Romo for the first time this season, and the outcome wasn't pretty, as the Atlanta Falcons spotted them an early 14-0 lead before rallying for a 39-28 victory. The Falcons aren't the only 3-0 team in the NFC South. The Cam Newton-led Carolina Panthers are 3-0 for the first time since reaching the Super Bowl in the 2003 season, as Newton ran for 315 yards and a pair of touchdowns to tight end Greg Olsen, and also ran for a score as the Panthers beat the Saints 27-22. The Denver Broncos are 3-0 after Peyton Manning completed 31 of 42 passes for 324 yards and two scores in a 24-12 win over the winless Lions in Detroit. Cincinnati remains undefeated as Andy Dalton threw a 7-yard TD pass to A.J. Green with 2:10 left in a 28-24 win in Baltimore, dropping the Ravens to 0-3. Seattle picked up its first victory, dominating the second half in a 26-0 rout of Chicago. Tyrod Taylor looked pretty good in his first NFL road start, throwing for 277 yards and three scores to lead Buffalo's 41-14 rout of Miami. The Jets had been 2-0 until they were shot down by the Eagles 24-17 yesterday. Adrian Peterson plowed through San Diego's defense for 126 yards and two touchdowns on 20 rushes in three quarters of play as the Vikings beat the Chargers 31-14. Andrew Luck threw two TD passes 56 seconds apart in the fourth quarter as he rallied the Colts to their first win this season, 35-33 over the Titans. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was carted off the field with a knee injury in the second half, but Pittsburgh's defense came through to lead a 12-6 win over the Rams in St. Louis. Ryan Mallett threw for 228 yards and a touchdown, and Alfred Blue had 139 yards rushing with a score, leading the Houston Texans to a 19-9 win over Tampa Bay. And the Raiders found Cleveland a lovely place to visit with a 27-20 win, snapping their 11-game road losing streak. Packers running back Eddie Lacy and receiver Devontae Adams have been upgraded to probable for Monday night's game against the Kansas City Chiefs, though Green Bay will be without starting safety Morgan Burnett. The Packers updated their injury report yesterday. Burnett will miss his second game in 3 weeks because of a calf injury. Micah Hyde will likely start in his place. Burnett, Lacy, and Adams were each initially listed as questionable. Lacy and Adams each sprained an ankle last week during a win over Seattle. They benefited from extra time off with the practice schedule pushed back a day because of the Monday night game. Cornerback Sam Shields was added to the injury report on Sunday as he's listed as probable with a calf injury. We'll have that game tonight for you here on KJAN. Chiefs and the Packers, 6 o'clock pregame, about 7:30 is kickoff. Big Ten rivals Ohio State and Michigan State remain 1-2 in the latest Associated Press college football poll. The Buckeyes received 45 of the first-place votes, while the Spartans got 5. Third-ranked Mississippi was given 11 first-place votes, while somebody gave number 10 Utah the remaining first-place nod. Rounding out the top 5 after the top 3 are TCU and Baylor. The second 5 features Notre Dame, UCLA, Georgia, LSU, and Utah. Oregon is out of the poll for the first time since 2009, snapping its streak of consecutive top 25 appearances at 98. Well, Jason Rogers hit a pinch-hit grand slam in the ninth inning off of St. Louis closer Trevor Rosenthal to lift the Milwaukee Brewers to an 8-4 victory over the Cardinals on Sunday. The Cardinals' National League Central lead was cut to 2.5 games over Pittsburgh. The Cards' magic number for clinching the crown remains at 5. They're 3 games ahead as the Pirates lost to the Cubs last night 4-0. Those two will start a series in Pittsburgh tonight, the Cardinals and the Pirates. Miami beats Atlanta 9-5 yesterday. The Mets over Cincinnati 8-1. Philadelphia down Washington 12-5. Arizona beats San Diego 4-2. And Colorado over the Dodgers 12-5. Francisco Lindor broke up Kansas City's no-hit bid with a bunt single off of Ryan Madsen leading off the seventh inning, and the AL Central champion Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 3-0 Sunday with a 5-pitcher, 2-hitter. Chris Young, making his first start since July 28th after nearly 2 months in the bullpen, pitched 5 hitless innings. He allowed 1 walk, struck out 2, and threw 68 pitches. Danny Duffy struck out 2 in a perfect sixth for the Royals, who already have clinched their first division title in 30 years. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, the Yankees beat the White Sox 6-1, Toronto over Tampa Bay 5-4, Minnesota topping Detroit 7-1, Boston beat Baltimore 2-0, Houston over Texas 4-2, Angels beat Seattle 3-2. In interleague play, San Francisco topping Oakland 5-4. In golf, Jordan Spieth is the winner of the $10 million FedEx bonus. The winner of the Masters and U.S. Open clinched the prize by winning the Tour Championship in Atlanta. By shooting a final round 69, the 22-year-old finished 9 under par for a 4-shot win over Danny Lee and Justin Rose. And in racing, Matt Kenseth was the winner at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway on Sunday, the second race of NASCAR's Chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Kenseth pushed Kevin Harvick down the stretch and took the lead for good when the defending series champion ran out of gas. Kenseth advanced to the second round of NASCAR's playoffs and gave Joe Gibbs Racing its fourth straight win. The retiring Jeff Gordon has set a NASCAR record with his 789th consecutive start. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.